And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, hey, listen, I'm sure most of y'all recall what it was like, especially in the early days of COVID when there was all the overreaching panic. The government didn't know what to do with itself, and anybody who had an idea was considered to be, you know, antithetical to common sense. And what was most distressing, too, was not just the idea that there might be people looking for ways to help, but there are people who are being told you're not allowed to help because you don't speak the line that we want spoken. Well, there came to light a group of doctors who gained a lot of notoriety and who also, by the way, were even censored by the old version of Twitter and by, you know, the hospital associations, the medical associations. They called themselves America's Frontline Doctors. And one of our local folks here in the Huntsville area was originally part of that group, who is now also working with another group called Concerned Doctors, and that's Dr. David Calderwood. And he's on the line right now. There's an event coming up this weekend we'll let him tell you about, but we'll also just talk to him about his thoughts on what we've learned in terms of lessons learned from COVID. So, Dr. David Calderwood, thanks so much for joining Right Side Radio. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. And let me start out by saying how much we enjoy your show and your perspective on things. We listen as often as we can.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. And I need to get you a Right Side Ruffian t-shirt because you've definitely been in the mix over the last few years.
Yeah, that's for sure. We are having an event in Huntsville. Many people have been adversely affected by this COVID virus and are now experiencing long COVID symptoms. They estimate that it may be as many as 30% or more have, you know, shortness of breath or loss of taste and smell, chronic cough, but worse, you know, reactivation of things like shingles, neuropathy, fatigue, chest pain, you know. So, and the problem is that people don't realize that this is treatable. There's a lot that can be done. Even physicians don't know. The federal government is spending millions on researching drugs to treat it, but they're not looking at the drugs we already have that are very effective. So that's what this whole thing in this Sunday in Huntsville at the Jackson Center, starting at 9 a.m., will be a program. The first 3 hours is all on long COVID and what you can do about it. We have a neurologist from Birmingham coming. Dr. McCullough is also going to be there on video. There's also going to be Dr. James Thorpe, an obstetrician from here live, and some other people. So if you want to learn what you can do about long COVID, then that's the place to be. The problem is, not problem, but you need to be aware that no tickets are available at the door, so you have to go to focusonamerica.us and get your tickets. It's $75 for the entire day, which includes the first 3 hours plus a conservative program that people of items of interest to all patriots, and the keynote speaker for that is James O'Keefe. So it's going to be and quite a lineup of really good speakers. Your lunch is included in a snack, so it's you will be getting a lot of information very quickly, but a lot of people can really benefit from learning what they can do about their long COVID.
Well, and Doc, I appreciate that. Yeah, focusonamerica.us is where you get your tickets online. And James O'Keefe, most famously from Project Veritas, is the keynote speaker. But, I mean, listen, Doc, I've got family members close to me, I mean, just you know, very close to me, who are dealing with long COVID, who are being treated by one of your peers, Dr. Jordan Vaughn. There are people like yourself and Dr. Vaughn and others who are openly treating people and making a difference, and yet for some reason this narrative is not being allowed really to get out there. Why do you think that is?
Well, there appears to be some stakeholders are benefiting from the status quo and what has been done. Unfortunately, we have come to learn through this that Big Pharma controls everything. I realized in retrospect that everything I learned in medical school, the majority of it came from how to use medications and drugs, not anything else. They control the hospitals, they control the FDA, the CDC, and the NIH. They even control the journals and what's published and what's retracted. So there was a narrative, and there's some benefit to somebody, and of course, if some of these things were available, especially treatments for long COVID, were recognized as legitimate treatments, then the vaccine could not have happened. There would not have been an emergency use authorization for the vaccine, which would have meant billions and billions of dollars of lost revenue. So unfortunately, there are those who value the dollar more than human life. So that's the best I can summarize it in my mind, is that there's a lot of people who are benefiting, and they're controlling the narrative.
Well, speaking of controlling the narrative, I mean, you personally took a lot of heat. I've got an article here from WHNT Channel 19 from July of 2020. So we're right at 3 years ago. And there was a Dr. G. Marazzo from UAB, the Division of Infectious Diseases, who was calling you basically irresponsible and really just calling you out and even questioning your license at some point. Talk to us about some of the heat that you and others have taken for daring to be frontline doctors or concerned doctors.
Well, you know, that was the first of a few things that happened. In September of 2020, we had a meeting called COVID Truths in Birmingham, and Dr. Vaughn spoke at that, and Dr. Tankersley, myself, and others. Dr. Vaughn and I were both reported to the state board for giving misinformation and saying not to get the vaccine, and so we had to answer to the board, and in order to do that and not be dinged, we had to get legal advice, and that was expensive, and we were able to maintain our licenses, but it was a nuisance and a worry. But that's been the major part of it. I'm sure there's been other negative things, but I try not to listen to them.
Well, yeah, you know, there's an old saying in politics, once you post it on social media, never read the comments. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the fact that you took the stand you did, and you and others like you are continuing to lead us back into a place of truth. But with regards to kind of lessons learned, we got about 2 or 3 minutes left here. If in terms of looking back, what do you think are some of the lessons learned from this pandemic experience we had, that should there ever be another experience of any kind, that we should draw from and avoid?
Well, number one, I think, is that there has to be open discussion. There cannot be censoring of opinions. There has to be open discussion. Number two, early treatment is paramount. Even if any treatment which is safe and has any potential of being of benefit should be tried and should be used until we know more about it. To be told, don't do anything, stay home, is the worst possible advice and completely contrary to medical practice. So early treatment is paramount. Even vitamin C reduces your risk of death by 18%, vitamin D by 36%. If people would have been told to do these things early, at quercetin, I told my patients as soon as I came back from Washington, D.C., to take quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. And almost all of them told me later they either didn't get COVID or got a mild case. The other thing that we've learned is you've got to do your own research. You've got to learn who you can trust and follow the money. Those who are benefiting, you probably don't want to listen to them. Those who are risking everything, those are probably the people that you want to listen to. And also that mandates are simply, one, unconstitutional and unhelpful. People are still masking, even though the research, and I looked at over 100 studies, they show that masks reduce infections caused by droplets, but do nothing for aerosolized spread of infection, which includes influenza and SARS-CoV-2. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't reduce spread. It doesn't reduce infection. Vaccine mandates should never happen, especially with experimental vaccines. Businesses should never be shut down. People should be allowed, if they want to take the risk, if there's a risk going to that business, they should be allowed to take that risk if the business is willing to take the risk of them coming in. There's no, and I'm reminded of what Benjamin Franklin said, those who would give up their liberty for some temporary security deserve neither liberty or security. And so those are kind of some of the other thing that we've learned is that the people who are calling us purveyors of misinformation turn out to be the ones who were purveying the misinformation the whole time and accusing us and getting the people that they have in their pocket, including the American Board, the American Medical Association, et cetera, to put pressure on people to do the wrong thing.
Well, you just nailed it. I mean, that was what a great summary. I don't even want to try and add to that because that was a great list, and I think that's going to be worth people hearing again on the podcasted version of the show after we get off live. But listen, Dr. Calderwood, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. Once again, the event that you're going to be a part of this weekend is on Sunday. People can go online to focusonamerica.us and get their tickets. And it is in the Huntsville area with great speakers, you being in one of them. And then that afternoon, you're going to have Project Veritas's founder, James O'Keefe. Listen, I want you to, if you don't mind, Doc, I want you to stay on the line. Boomer's going to get your address. We're sending you a shirt, all right?
Thank you.
Absolutely. No, thank you. I mean, epitome of a right side ruffian. We appreciate what you do and what you stand for. And so stay on the line. We'll get that. In the meantime, sir, thank you for your time. We're going to take a break right now. Yeah, listen, folks, I'm just telling you, that's what happens when people who have a profession are willing to risk their licensure, their profession, their reputation because they can see right. They know what right is. Don't tell them they don't know right. That's what we're talking about. That's called being a right side ruffian if I ever heard of it. Listen, we're taking a break. We'll come right back. We're in COVID lessons learned. Senator Katie Britt calling at top of the hour. We'll be right back.